This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. I'm here, and your calls are welcome. 800-228-0550. We have open phone time till the bottom of the hour. Bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by someone that had an encounter with Donald Trump that we were made aware of by a listener of ours. I forget the connection between this listener who called, said, I'm for Trump, and the reason I'm for Trump is because I know this fella out east who... spend some time with him in New Hampshire. And so we said, well, that sounds like a pretty good story. We want to hear it. So we'll get the story today on the program as well. So looking forward to that. We are brought to you this hour by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Great website, great resource if you check it out. You like affordable energy? I do too. You like a reliable energy? I do too. And all you need to do is to go to SecureEnergyFuture.org and find out more about the good work the Coalition for Secure Energy Future does. As soon as you get there, you get the chance to tell the EPA that you're not for that costly clean power plant and sign a petition. So you can do that. You also can tell your elected leaders what you think, and you can learn more about power you can depend on and the work this coalition is doing for a secure energy future, enhancing, preserving, protecting all sets of energy resources, very diverse. Coal-based electricity has to be part of an all-of-the-above solution, and many people have it eliminated. So if we want continued affordable and reliable energy for our families and our businesses in North Dakota, Minnesota, and beyond, now and into the future, this is very important. So check it out. I think you'll like it. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, is the couple of numbers you can join us. Text us, 701-226-8503, as well, 701-226-8503. You can text Todd, weigh in with your comments, or send us an email, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Shane in New Salem, in just a moment, I do want to catch up on text here. Let's see what we have here for the way of text. Ask Scott if he is okay with Kasich as VP, even though he supported the 1994 assault rifle ban. Guess I'd forgotten that about Kasich, but Kasich's not going to come in and control gun policy for Donald Trump, right? So the reason I like John Kasich for VP is I want Donald Trump to win. I want Hillary Clinton to lose. So my brain is working towards what is a pick that assures or enhances a Donald Trump win. And I think he is both a political pick. You know, that's where you pick somebody because they bring a state that you really need versus a governing pick. Dick Cheney was a governing pick. It was George W. Bush saying, I want to shore up the fact that I've been a governor of Texas, but I've not had a lot of foreign policy experience. So I'm going to bring in a former Secretary of Defense and someone that is well-versed in, you know, government as the former chief of staff to President Ford, right? That's why Dick Cheney was picked. He actually was the guy that started vetting the candidates, and he ended up being picked. But it was a governing pick, not a political pick. Kasich is a little of both. He's a political pick in that he's beloved in Ohio and has been a successful governor of Ohio. But he also has been in Congress, so he knows how Congress works. He's a foreign policy expert. He's a budget guy, architect, along with Newt Gingrich of the Contract with America. So, I guess I'll take you at your word that he supported the assault rifle ban, and that was a bad idea in my mind. It's not enough to dissuade me from him as the pick, honestly. I really think he ought to be there. Another texter, the liberals use fear and emotional arguments to try and further their agenda. They try to pass the gun control laws while our emotions are high. Yes, they do. And that's what's going on. And I said at the beginning of last hour, I guess you just want to take this stuff for granted that that's how it happens, right? Weak or so ago, we have this awful tragedy, terrorist attack in Orlando, and here we are a week and a change later, and we have members of the United States Senate thinking that it is proper to use the murder by terrorists to advance their, you know, no doubt some of these folks in their heart of hearts believe this would fix it. That's misplaced. But I think most folks see this as now I can pass what I want to pass. Now I can use the, it's the perfect, we got to ram it through right now. And even if they believe in their heart of hearts this would make it better or help prevent something that from happening, it's sick. It is taking death and connecting it to a political objective. And I believe that's sick, wrong, and awful myself. I really do. Bad news. If video games were responsible for gun violence, then my friends and I would be mass murderers many times over. That caller was dead wrong. What does sending his ring and watch in getting maintained mean? I don't know. There's something with the crescent, you know, the Muslim moon. I forget the watch part of that, but I know I've heard the ring thing for a while. There's some ring that supposedly Obama wears, and so that's what that was all about. Sorry, that probably was a little cryptic if you hadn't heard that story before. All right, let's go to Shane in New Salem as we wait for more of your calls, questions, and comments here on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Shane.
Yes, your caller a couple calls back was talking about how he wasn't worried about the confiscation because of the military and the police force. And I, too, had that same stance, you know, but it changed, you know, and that changed back in the Clinton days when Clinton would change, you know, would get tricky with the terminology in gun laws that would one week one gun would be legal, the next week, you're a felon by possessing the very same gun that was legal. Well, he also, you know, what he was saying about the military and all that, I also got to, you know, over time, start watching our military get pushed overseas to these wars that, you know, they're further and further away from our soil. And, you know, that kind of takes the military out of, you know, the safety aspect of what he was saying, as it did for me. And now you see what happens with our police force. You know, the police, anytime they make an arrest, no more is it an automatic lawsuit for the police force, but actually the individual police officers are being tried as criminals and kind of taking the teeth out of that, you know, so that whole mindset, as I, you know, for the reason of my call was to say that, you know, that slowly but surely is being changed, and I see it as being a purpose just for that very thought, you know, that the people that want to take our guns know that they can, that there's going to be a military and a police force that are, you know, when push comes to shove, aren't going to follow through with their wishes. So they got to, kind of, like I said, take the teeth out of their strength, as it were, to ensure that, you know, when they do say, this is what we want to happen, you will follow through with what we want to happen. Every time Obama, you know, just in close, every time Obama pushes some sort of gun rights thing, the gun sales skyrocket. You know, that's the best news out of every time Obama saber rattles on gun confiscation, you know, which is what I'm going to do. You know, he's saying no more AR-15s. Next time I get paid, I'm going to try and get two more AR-15s, you know, just to ensure that anything Obama got, you know, or anybody behind him pushing him, and they're going to be tried. That's for sure. They're not going to be. It's not going to be as a cakewalk and automatic as they think. But
the gun manufacturers ought to thank Barack Obama for his political views, because they've sold a lot of guns from concern and fear related to what he wants to do. Call me Pollyanna. Call me the naive one here. The idea of Barack Obama ordering the confiscation of guns, it just wouldn't happen. I don't believe, I hear the passion in the voice of our callers. I just, you know, it wouldn't happen. Nobody's going to say, okay, fine, here. I don't doubt he thinks that would make things better, but don't doubt that he'd maybe even want to do it. Just don't see it happening here. I don't, folks. I don't lay awake thinking about that. All right, let's. Who's next here, Todd? We got a couple of calls stacked up here that came in during the break. Long news break, lots of calls. Roll a couple of those.
Yes, my comment is this. In Monday's Bismarck Tribune, Thomas Sowell, in his article, mentioned the fact that the area in Orlando where this nightclub was located is one of the gun-free zones in Orlando. And I have not seen any of the media mention that this area was a gun-free area. Now, obviously, the terrorist also knew that it was gun-free. He could go into that area and not be concerned about somebody having a gun because it was considered gun-free. Now, the same can be said for San Bernardino, for the Sandy Hook killings.
I'm not surprised. Not surprised. Appreciate the call. More of yours next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to bump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybean. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engines, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injector pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 74 cents per bushel. Biodiesel is available at more than 20 locations in North Dakota. To find a supplier near you, log on to nvsoybeans.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include an excellent line of farm machinery for Dave Stumbo at Euland, Minnesota, including a John Deere 9760 STS Combine, 9682 Ford New Holland Tractor, an 835 and 900 versatile tractors, grain cart headers, IH semi and tandem trucks, and excellent tillage, spraying, and farm equipment. This auction will be June 23rd at 10 a.m. at Euland, Minnesota. For detailed information on this excellent equipment auction, log on to Piper's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
After World War I, the veterans weren't getting paid what they were supposed to, so they were protesting in Washington, and the military was sicked on them, and a lot of them got shot and killed protesting or trying to get their reparations after World War I, of course. And then if you look at Alabama, when they segregated schools, the governor said no, and then the military was sent in. But those are both examples of times that the military went into small states or, you know, were called in and did attempt to take away guns and stuff like that. So it happens.
Law enforcement and military would just say we're following orders. You got to turn them in. I believe most of them would say that. And they don't have to go door to door to take them away from you. All they got to do is ban them, and then when they catch you using them, at that point, they'll take them away from you. Have a good day.
Good morning. I was just listening to the program about the concealed carry, and the United Nations headquarters in New York, Obama's Attorney General Loretta Lynch, made a deal to bring United Nations police force to our country. The UN non-governmental organization that is in charge of this program is called the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, and it has produced detailed reports to fight what is called far-right extremism and intolerance. I think we need to wake up and get a hold of our representative, who is Kevin Cramer, who will be on your show tomorrow, and we need to voice our opinion. We've got to stop what is going on, and we have to do it now. Thank you.
I love that our listeners are so in tune, they know when our guests are coming up, even before they come up. Of course, Congressman Cramer is a regular on Wednesdays, but those are all good comments. Thank you for that. 800-228-0550. Interesting morning, learning your thoughts about the responses to what happened in Orlando and your concerns going forward. Here's a different topic altogether, and any and all are welcome here in this last segment before we bring in a guest at the bottom of the hour here. So again, a minute, 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. State employees in the oil patch won't receive rental assistance, writes Monty by email. Yes, state employees are such special people. They get normal raises during a Bush economic disaster, while private workers get nothing. Now the news tells us these same people got rental assistance while fixed-income citizens got the shaft with no energy impact funds. It is very clear that the failure of Republican leadership, as shown in the recent primary, mandates that the state government reduce its size now under the final months these failed leaders are being paid by taxpayers. Isn't it interesting how the noise of these fiscal conservatives has tripled the size of state government over 20 years? Outside of the nicest jails in the country, I must have missed the promises of the fumbling right. All right, Monty, with Monty's comments there, I'll let you respond, agree or disagree, on the program. Brought to you in part today by our friends up in Antler. Oh, I'm looking forward to being up there. July 12th, I hope it's on your calendar. We're going to have a great time. The Farm Bureau, the State Bank of Bodno, the First National Bank of Bodno, the Paddard Seed Farm, the People's State Bank, the Souris River Cooperative, and Bodno Farmers Elevator, Hefty, Lignite Energy Council, Farm Credit Services, and the County Farm Bureau. They're affiliated with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, are all bringing you the fun of Antler on July 12th. They have a steak fry from 5 till 7. We'll broadcast the morning show, Energy Matters, from there on the 12th, and then hang around for a grand time on July 12th. Mark that on your calendar and come on up and join us. Should be a lot of fun. Trevor's on the road. You're next on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Trevor, what's on your mind?
Just a quick comment. I just want to make sure all you listeners understand. A lot of people don't even know what AR stands for. It's an Armor Light Rifle Design 15, not an assault rifle. It doesn't stand for assault rifle. Doesn't stand for automatic rifle. So yeah, they have to at least understand what the name is before you start bashing everybody who has one. And also, if that logic goes that the guns are killing people, well, then I guess cars drive drunk and spoons make people fat. And that's all I got to say.
I know. You know, this is the thing that really bugs me. You know, you really get wrapped up in like some crazy gun control debates. But what is bizarre to me is, you know, the spoon analogy. It is perfectly appropriate, right? Because to say, well, if it weren't for spoons, I would be 20 pounds lighter. Because that's what shovels the food in. Not the fact that I grab the spoon, I put it into butter, I put it into my mouth, right? Exactly. Nobody thinks that way. Nobody thinks that way, but we do about the gun. And it is just the stupidest way of thinking about things. It's an object. It's an object. If someone grabs a deadly object and decides, I mean, I could do it with a car. I could do it with a knife. There's lots of things I could harm people. The problem is my heart. We don't have a gun crisis in this country. We have a crisis of the heart. And no amount of gun control is going to fix that. It's just insanity. But we really get caught and wrapped up in the debate, and all of a sudden, you know, we're spiraling out of control. It really makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Not at all.
Appreciate the call. Thank you,
no problem.
Trevor.
Bye.
Senator Heitkamp's offices have reached out to us to see if we'd like to have her on the show tomorrow. And, of course, the answer is yes. She and a Republican senator, Susan Collins from Maine, are going to be holding a press conference today in the Capitol with a number of other senators of both sides of the aisle to unveil a compromise proposal to keep guns and explosives from terrorists. They've been working over the weekend, evidently, on a proposal to make adjustments, and the final proposals are coming out today. Senator Heitkamp said Congress cannot continue on the path it's on by voting on bills that don't have a chance of actually passing. We need to reach a bipartisan compromise that truly aims to address the issue of keeping guns out of the hands of potential terrorists while protecting Americans' constitutional rights. And it needs to be able to get enough bipartisan support to pass in the Senate. I'm proud to have worked with Senator Collins to reach such a compromise. Common sense bipartisan compromise, she said. New York Times article last Friday talked about these negotiations for a compromise proposal, saying Ms. Collins has already succeeded in piquing the interest of Senator Heitkamp, a centrist Democrat from North Dakota, who's had a strong hand in some of the Senate's more unexpected bipartisan deals in recent years, including a measure that lifted the 40-year prohibition on crude oil exports. All right, well, listen, won't we? I want details, but we're open to listen. John and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just had a few things to say about this whole issue of gun control. I happened to, actually, I was pulled over by one of the Mandan police officers at one time, and I asked him if he would support assault rifle confiscation, automatic confiscation, things like that. He told me very firmly that he would either resign or refuse to obey such an order. So a little bit of hope for people out there that think the police force will turn on them. I think we have a very conservative police force up here in North Dakota. But like one of the previous callers was saying, I believe that in case of a crisis in martial law, it would not be our military or our police force that would be doing these confiscations. The UN would come in, and you'd see foreign troops performing these confiscations and everything. But we need to make sure everybody in North Dakota calls the representatives, calls Heidi Heitkamp and all John Hovind, and make sure we let them know that if they vote yes on any gun control measures, it'll be their last round in office. Thanks.
All right, John, that'll happen, meaning the calls will happen. There's no doubt about it. We've seen that in the past with President Obama's proposals. Senator Heitkamp will join us tomorrow, 9:30. Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full Talk Radio Town Hall Hour tomorrow as well.
Know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We've spent the better part of the program thus far talking about gun control proposals in Congress and outrage from our listeners about this. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is proposing another proposal. It's called a bipartisan compromise with Senator Susan Collins. As a conservative Republican, I'm not real fond of deals with Senator Susan Collins because I think she's barely Republican. So I know that they can be called, but I'm going to be looking closely for people that would more closely align with, I think, where most of us are at on the Second Amendment. But nonetheless, I don't know enough about what's been proposed, and I'll find out more before tomorrow. But just want to let you know, she'll be on tomorrow, 9:30, and it's more important that she hear from you. But before you do that, just watch for some news coverage on this particular story today. And also Congressman Kramer tomorrow as well on some of these issues. Emailer says, hey, that call about Congressman Kramer, all you got out of it, the call, is that he's going to be on the program tomorrow. What about all the other things she said? I don't know if you've noticed today, but we've had so many calls, I've tried to just let people say what they have to say and go to the next one. If I give an editorial comment on every call, it allows us less time to take more calls. But in all fairness, here's what the caller said for the texter, because they asked, and then we'll go to our guest here. Go ahead and roll that again, Todd.
Good morning. I was just listening to the program about the concealed carry. And the United Nations headquarters in New York, Obama's Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, made a deal to bring United Nations police force to our country. The UN non-governmental organization that is in charge of this program is called the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, and it has produced detailed reports to fight what is called far-right extremism and intolerance. I think we need to wake up and get a hold of our representative, who is Kevin Kramer, who will be on your show tomorrow, and we need to voice our opinion. We've got to stop what is going on, and we have to do it now. Thank you.
Yeah, so the rest of that is just about her concern about this particular entity at the UN. Don't disagree. Tell you what, we'll save that and actually play it for Congressman Kramer, because she's basically saying she wants him to dig into this. So appreciate the call and a good catch. It's one there I should have flagged it probably for Kevin, because I'm not equipped to tell you whether this is a law enforcement entity that we need to be worried about or not. But that's these things where you pick up something here or there and different pieces or even an internet forward or whatever. We've had those before where they go to Congressman Kramer and get them checked out. So 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. I want to introduce you to a guest by the name of Mike Dunbar. Mike has written books, in fact, 9 of them, on woodworking. He has written an 8-volume Castleman series for teens and adults that are young at heart. He's written more magazine articles than he can remember. His name's been on the masthead of 3 national magazines, been a newspaper magazine columnist, editor, hosted a radio and television show. He's a seminar speaker. He lives in Hampton, New Hampshire, with his family, where he operates and teaches at the Windsor Institute, a school that specializes in handmade Windsor chairs. He blogs at mikedunbar.tumblr.com, and you can keep up to date with him on Facebook as well. We know about him because an acquaintance of his called into this program and said, you know what, I'm supporting Donald Trump. And the reason, because I heard a story from Mike Dunbar about how Donald Trump interacted with Mr. Dunbar and gets the private sector issues. And this has been written about as well. So, Mike, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very well, thank you. Talking to you from very balmy, warm New Hampshire right now, on the seacoast of New Hampshire, all the way to North Dakota. This is amazing.
It is indeed. Now, a friend of yours, an acquaintance, or someone that had been, I honestly don't remember the connection, but told us the story, and we said, well, this sounds like a story worth hearing. So how did you come across, well, of course, this is a dumb question. When you're from New Hampshire and you come across presidential candidates, it's not exactly news because they do a lot of glad-handing there, but it sounds like you spend more time than most with Donald Trump. Tell us how this came to be.
Well, it was... this was 1987. If I have any sort of, I guess, claim to fame, it's I'm the guy that planted the seed in Donald Trump's head that he should run for president. And it occurred in 1987 when I was a political activist. I had been involved in Senate and congressional campaigns and the Reagan campaigns. And as I looked at the field of Republican hopefuls, they look very much like they did this year, all lacking. And so I concluded that what we really needed was somebody who was a problem solver. And people who solve problems every day are business owners. I was a business owner. I've been self-employed for 45 years. I graduated from college. I already started my own business. And I deal with problems every day. And so I figured that a businessman would be the guy that we needed. And Donald Trump was up on the radar back even that far as a guy who was no-nonsense, brash. And so I decided that I would start a draft movement, which is a tradition. I'm sure it occurs out there as well. But you gin up some enthusiasm for somebody to show them that, look, if you ran, you already have this base of support. So I started a draft movement, which got all kinds of national coverage. I was amazed at how much it triggered. And so I ended up in conversation with the Trump Organization, and I figured my next step would be to actually bring him up here. So I did. I went to the Portsmouth Rotary and got him an invitation to come up and speak to the Rotary, which, again, you know, just speaking to a Rotary doesn't seem like all that much, but in New Hampshire, speaking to the Portsmouth Rotary is a must-do thing. You must come to the Portsmouth Rotary, and you must address them if you're a candidate. And in the old days, it was done at a restaurant named Yokins. So I brought him up. He spoke at Yokins had a very successful speech that he did. He decided not to run, but you know, every year, every election after that, there were these rumblings that would occur from him, and I knew that, you know, he's still thinking.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, and he has said you planted the seed, that it was always there. He always contemplated it after that discussion. So you get some credit for getting him to think this way. And now, obviously, this time around, I imagine every cycle, it looks like you've gotten a little less politically involved as you've gone, but have you ever lost the idea of Trump running, or do you always still want him to run every cycle?
Well, I still, you know, had this sort of interest in him, but our lives took us in different directions. It wasn't too long after 1987, 1992, my son was born. He's the only child my wife and I have ever had, and knowing I only had one shot at getting it right, I was going to invest all my effort in him. And that paid off, by the way. He's now 24, and if any of your listeners are interested in what his career is, they can see him at MikeDunbar.com. We have the same name. So MikeDunbar.com, and you can see what my efforts turned into. Anyway, but every election cycle, he would make noise, and I would my antenna would go up, even though I was no longer involved in politics. And, you know, this year, it happened.
It definitely happened. Did you see him this year?
I'm sorry?
Did you see him this year in his New Hampshire travel?
No, I haven't. Again, I have. This year was not a good year for me to be involved in anything. I retired in March, and so I've closed down the Windsor Institute, where I worked, like I say, for 45 years making Windsor chairs and teaching Windsor chair making. And so, no, I didn't get involved this year. But I certainly have done a lot of interviews like this. Everything from Fox News to, you know, to the Washington Post just a while ago, they called me. And so, the story seems to have some interest. How did this guy ever get this idea? And so, it's kept me busy that way. So, but I haven't been working for him, no.
What did you see in him? What is it that way back then led you to be rather lonely and saying, Donald Trump, you need to run for president?
Well, I think I saw the same thing that people are seeing in him now, and that's a guy who just says it like it is. I think that most Americans, those of us who lived in flyover country, are tired of being lied to. We're tired of an establishment, not just a political establishment, but all the institutions that have been set up in this country into which we have given responsibility, universities, news media, political establishment, Wall Street, all these places have betrayed us, and they've lied to us. And Donald Trump doesn't lie. I mean, the man just says what's on his mind. And that's, that's very refreshing.
It is. I'm looking at a note that he wrote to you back in December of 87, where he said to Michael, I really appreciate your friendship. You have created a very exciting part of my life. On to the future, Donald. Well thought out. I mean, and think about how his life has changed now as a result of this. And,
right.
I've heard other stories as well about how long he's been thinking about this, that, this was all sort of part of a plan. It was just a matter of when. And, I think some people think it was kind of an accident, but I don't think it was an accident. I think he's been thinking about it for a long time. I saw recently, I don't remember the site, but it was forwarded to me from a religious broadcaster that had talked to someone who had an encounter with someone they saw as a bit of a prophecy that he was going to run, and they had it. They had it years before, and saying it was going to happen, this cycle. So a lot of different signs there that this is something that has been in the works for a long time, and you're a big reason why. So that's darn neat.
Yeah, it did. It. I mean, I can testify. It has been in his mind for a long time. I'm sorry, I have an airplane. I'm outside, and an airplane is going overhead. If you can hear that.
So that's a good problem. Does he beat Hillary, do you think, Mike?
I'm sorry?
Will he beat Hillary?
I think if anybody can, he's the one. I don't know. See, Hillary certainly is about as flawed a candidate as anyone could be, as we've ever run. And I think that I still have trust in American people that they just, they can cut through the baloney, and that they will respond equally to somebody who talks straight. And I guess the way I look at it is sort of playing odds. Possibly Trump will disappoint us if he were elected president. But I know we'll be betrayed if Hillary is elected president.
Yeah,
she's coming out of the class of
very
people who have consistently betrayed us now going into decades.
Very true.
Mike, appreciate it.
We're going to have to leave it there, but great talking to you. The man responsible for this Draft Trump effort way back in 1987 and his never-ending presidential campaign that's very real now. Mike Dunbar, interesting talk. Wrap up with our questions and comments from you next.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a My Pillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, My Pillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called My Pillow because... Just get it.
Fine.
Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Plains Apache is not some other sprayer company. If you hear nothing else today on this program, hear that. They are notch above. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. Their customers make it very clear. They work hard for their money. When they spend a buck, they expect to get the most for that buck, the time and energy they put in. And High Plains Apache really respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer, proven to work as hard as you do, with a support team to back it up. That ET Ag Center is one example. Every application part you can imagine, any make, any model, not just the Apache, any of them. Provide you with the power to climb your toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions, fuel efficient, reliable, providing leading operator comfort with a state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab. Industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. My gosh, I would run, not walk, run to High Plains Apache across from Bonanza at 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan or south of Fargo and Frontier. Take exit 60 and tell them Scott sent you. Final chance to visit about whatever's on your mind today. Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota. Kevin Cramer, the congressman from North Dakota, tomorrow. Congressman Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall for a full hour in our second hour. And Senator Heitkamp will join us for about 10 minutes to talk about a compromise on gun control. Dig into this and get your questions in on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. 855-200-1776. One, to leave a message. Two, to chat with us live on the air. All right, Dale and Mandan, what's on your mind, Dale?
Number one, I'd like to thank Heidi for voting on the Second Amendment. She's been doing a fairly decent job on that. And number two, we're supposed to be a global state. We sell products and stuff all over the world. Why doesn't our news broadcast what's going on around the world? There's so much going on. Right now, China had a mass murder over there. They had a few guys go in with knives, and I believe it was into one of their train terminals. They killed 30-some people and wounded 50-some. How much has that been out in the open where people have actually heard this? This is with knives.
Precisely. And I haven't seen anything scheduled for knife control in Congress. Again, well, I say, this is not about the object.
That's right.
For one, if we're doing this in response to Orlando, I want to start with the fact that we're at war. Why don't we have a declaration of war? This is war, isn't it? I mean, if we've got San Bernardino and we have Orlando now, Fort Hood before that, just load up all the things that have happened. Are we not at war? They're declaring war on us, and we're sort of saying, well, let's do gun control. It's like whistling past the graveyard. I don't get it.
And another thing is, the head of Homeland Security come out and said the only way he can do his job or they can do their job sufficiently is take the guns out of the U.S. citizens. He is a Muslim. If this is the case, who's he supporting? Does he want the guns out of our hands so the Muslims can take over? Is that what he's saying? Because if he can't do his job otherwise, there's something wrong. He doesn't need that job.
Exactly right. This is terrorism. Look, there are, you know, a lot of examples. That reporter that was shot down in Virginia. I mean, we can go through a lot of examples. And again, even then, every time it's about, we got to fix this gun problem. When are we going to talk about the heart problem? When are we going to talk about that? I just was reading an email from my friend Tom at the Center for the American Experiment. Great organization down in the Twin Cities. Think tank does a lot of good. They have a new piece that's come out today. And it says it's basically a bunch of essays, 35 essays, 36 writers, and a number of vital voices, specifically on the topic of family breakdown in the United States. And the piece is entitled, What Must We Do to Repair Our Culture of Massive Family Fragmentation? You could do more if you genuinely tackle that to make sure things like what have happened in the way of gun violence across the country than anything. Chicago over the weekend. Chicago, I mean, you know, every month you've got an Orlando happening in Chicago. Every month. So start there. Jeff Newtown, give me your take. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Did I hear you correctly when you said Heidi is getting together with Susan Collins on a bill?
Yes.
You mean the Susan Collins that constantly breaks away with the Republicans?
Yeah,
ten Republicans that constantly break away from the Republicans and vote with the Democrats. You mean that Susan Collins?
Right. Well, that's why I said I don't necessarily call that bipartisan because of who it's there. Now, there are supposedly others as well, and I'd like to know who else. And we've got a lot to learn about this. I'm just hearing it for the first time. This has just sort of come together. So there was a press conference on it.
The Bill of Rights isn't the Bill of Needs. It's the Bill of Rights. And the Second Amendment should never be up for compromise or debate, in my opinion. And once these people pass a law, then they'll go back and they'll start to put the fine-tuning into that law. Oh, well, this is the fine print. This is what we meant by this and by that, you know. And as far as the United Nations goes, get the United States out of the United Nations. Get the United Nations out of the U.S. We can form our own United Nations with countries that actually like us.
There you go. I'm with you on that one. I go back to the previous caller on the security force concern there. One way to fix that. Rocky and Valley City, I'll give you 15 seconds. We're really short on time, but give me your headline here.
All I can say about this is read page 261 of Obama's Audacity of Hope. His book, he says it himself, whenever the winds will blow against Islam, I will stand with Islam. He's not standing with America. He's not standing with the citizens. Islam is the problem.
Plain the Audacity of Hope, page 261 in the book. All right, interesting. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA. $50,000 given away at PetroServe USA. Tell you more about that in a minute. When I need to fill up the tank, I look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. Why? These are the good folks who are out there to help Main Street, too, because they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And it works, and it gives you choice at the pump. Right now, you can register for $50,000 from PetroServe USA. Register weekly to be one of 1,000 winners. That's right. You have to register every single week. Remember that. Don't forget the 4 for $4 special. That's the hot stuff pizza, fountain pop, and two cookies. Four items for $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. They also have the buy one, get one free deal on Car Wash Tuesdays. That's a great deal. And all month long, take advantage of Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, only $1.79. King-size Hershey candy bars for $1.09. And giant sunflower seeds, North Dakota made, only $1.39. At PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.